Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Cobb County-based Sterigenics is shutting down for the rest of the month. It will install air scrubbers to reduce emissions of the toxic gas ethylene oxide. The company uses the gas to sterilize medical equipment. Earlier today, Georgia State Senator Jen Jordan announced she's suing the state over its handling of the Sterigenics case. The state did give the company 6 months to reduce emissions. Meanwhile, third-party air testing around the facility has begun. GPB's Ross Terrell has the latest.
GHD Services started installing air filters at some 30 locations around the facility this week, according to Cobb County officials. Sterigenics sterilizes medical products using ethylene oxide, which has been linked to higher rates of cancer and recently classified as a carcinogenic by the EPA. Last month, Cobb County set aside nearly $40,000 for third-party air testing, along with agreements from Smyrna and Atlanta. Georgia's Environmental Protection Division also plans to begin air quality testing at the facility. Sterigenics says it'll put in place air scrubbers in its buildings to reduce ethylene oxide emissions. They have until January to do so. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
This weekend, the Atlanta Falcons will kick off their 2019 season on the road against the Minnesota Vikings. Last year, the Falcons finished with a 7-9 record, missing the playoffs and losing several key players to injury along the way. Quarterback Matt Ryan says the team is still working to build its identity.
You're a work in progress, and you're trying to, you know, find out the way with the guys that we have to be the best team that we can be. We're all going to improve as we continue to go throughout the year, but I think we've made good strides so far.
Kickoff for Sunday's opener is set for 1 o'clock in Minneapolis. A now-deceased employee of the University of Georgia Greek Life Office allegedly stole more than $1 million over a decade. According to the Red and Black, Lacina Evans handled all financial matters pertaining to the student organizations, including charitable donations. An investigation by the UGA police revealed office staff neglected to set budgets or review financial documents. The director and assistant director of the office have since left their positions. Evans committed suicide in June before a review of financial statements.